Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara, we're Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay. Amar Rava, three lines at the top. So we learned in the Mishnah that there are certain exemptions from Aino, like Karka, Hegdish. Our question is Amar Rava, says Rava, Amar Rav Chosa, the name Rav Chosa. Boy, Rab Ami asked the question, okay, Aino is exactly a sixth. So you tell me there's no din of Aino, Ein Lehem. What about Bitl Mekach? What about if it was more than a sixth? Does it have it or not? Yesh lehem or ein lehem? The question is Bitl Mekach sort of is an extension of Aino? So therefore, there's no Aino, there's no Bitl Mekach. Or Bitl Mekach has nothing to do with Aino. Bitl Mekach is, you cheated me, it's not what I bought, so therefore the sale falls apart. It has nothing to do with Aino. Therefore, even though Hegdish, we have a pasuk, there's no Aino, but Bitl Mekach there is. So which one is it?
What's going on, all the things
you learned in the Mishnah, Karka and Abba? Yeah, you will see this thing, yeah. From Karka and Hegish. Rab Nachman, Rab Chosa said, that Poshi, Rab Ami resolved the question, Oino, Ein Lehem, Oino, they don't have, of a Bitl Mekach, Yesh Lehem. Rab Asi said, there is a din of Bitl Mekach, more than a sixth. They have that, yeah. Is Rabbi Yehin Omar? Rabbi Yehin says, "I hegdashis." This is referring to the din of hegdish. The way hegdish we say, "This bitl mekach." That way, even though there's no ino, but if you over more than a sixth, then the whole deal falls apart. And Rabbi Yehin says, "Akakois applies to karka. That is bitl mekach by karka." Now, the tarvayu mashmei Rabbi Yehin Omru. They weren't commenting on Rav Chosa's word of Rabbi Ami, but they were actually commenting what Rabbi Yehin has said, which is the same thing. Oh, no, ain't lehem of a bit mekash lehem. His man, Amar HaHegdesh, is the one who says that Rabbi Yechon is referring to Hegdesh, that there's no, oh, no, but there is Bitl Mekach. Then surely, Koshkein, Akakoi, surely by Karka, there's Bitl Mekach. That if you tell, once you told me that Bitl Mekach don't do with Oino, and when the Torah was a Mayi by Hegdesh, it was only Oino, but Mekatos is something totally different. And Mekatos means a mistake. Abisha doesn't make mistakes. Hegdesh says Abisha doesn't make mistakes. And yet we're going to say that there's no deal. So surely by Karka, when people do make mistakes, surely there's no deal and the whole thing falls apart. The one who says, I want that the din of Bitl Mekach applies to Karka, I'm like, Deish is loy, but not by Hegdesh. Could by an ordinary person, we can say a mistake was made. But Hegdish, there's no such thing as mistakes. And we'll soon see later why not, because by Hegdish we have Shmuel's famous din that you can take Hegdish, Shava Mona, Shechilil, Al Shava Pruta, is Nischal. So therefore, it doesn't matter what the value is. That's what we thought, that's Machlekes is, yeah. Sorry, look, Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, Hegdish, Shava Mona, Shechilil, Shava Pruta, Michul. So there's no mistakes by Hegdish.
What's Shmuel's din? Can you explain it?
If you take $100 worth of Hegdish and I redeem it for one Pruta, it's redeemed. Now, I still owe the money. The difference... That's a din. He learns from a pasuk. Yeah, he's saying it. To take transfer to Chulin, even a Pruta.
A lot onto such a little...
Exactly.
You've got to pay the full amount.
We'll soon see whether that chayv is the rice or the rabbanim, but you have a chayv to pay the rest. But the idea is that there's no mistake by Hegdish, because even if it's only worth a Pruta, and Hegdish is worth $100, so what? It can be Mechul. That's the opinion that says that there's Bitl Mekach. But there's no Bitl Mekach by Hegdish. Says the Gemara, Tanhos, we learned the Gemara in Mizrach Tzmura, Im Hoya Kodesh Balmum. If you say one animal that I set aside in his Mizbeach should be transferred to another animal, the din is that what happens? Both animals now are holy. Hoya Hu Utzmurasai, Yeh Kodesh. Because he cannot be Mechalal, an animal which is Ro Mizbeach. But if the animal contracts a mum, which means it's no longer Ro to Mizbeach, then the din is that it goes to Chulin. And you have to make sure that the value is the same. If there knows the one of Chulin is less than Hegdish, so the Kedusha of the Kedush is transferred to Chulin, but you owe the difference of money. Whatever it is, the animal is inferior by $50, you got to owe your $50. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Im Haya Kedush Balmul, if it's a Balmul, so therefore you could transfer Kedusha, Yatzel the Chulin, Abba Vetzadich, Lasses Ladomim. You have to make up the difference. Omer Ab Yechnan, Yatzel the Chulin, Vatem Nateida, Yatzel the Chulin, because $100 could be exchanged for $1. Abba Vetzadich, Lasses Devro, Devari Midevraim, only Midrabanan. You have to make up a difference. Why? Because there's no Eino and there's no Bitl Mekach. Right, Rabbi Yechon says there's no Bitl Mekach, which means that even though you cheated him, there's no Bitl Mekach, so whatever the value of the Chulin is, it is transferred. But the Rabbanan, we want you to pay up the difference. Because what we say, Yad Kehel Shal Yain, why should they lose out? Reish Lakish says, no, I hold that there is bitul mekach by Hegdish. So after last dominatayda, you have to make dominatayda because by Hegdish says erkucha your value. It has to be a real value. And Rabbi Yechanan thinks that erkucha means whatever value you set on it. What are we talking about? Ilema, are we talking about Bechdei or not, that the chulin animal is only exactly a sixth less than how can anybody than the kodesh animal? How can anybody hold that it's not exchanged? We just learned from a pasuk. There's no inor by kegdish. It says miyadam misecha or says achicha. It's not the mechul. But now we learned elud vadim she'ein lehem ano. The following things have no no. Because of understood be hagdashes. So the fader hagdash no no. So how can a bishlokit say that there's no transfer of kedusha here until you pay that difference? El bitul mekach. We're talking about a case with more than a six. We're talking about bitul mekach, and that is and that's the mechul. That's our question. Top of the page, if there is. And we're saying that Bittul Mekach is a totally different gedder than Oino, and then you do. And we had two opinions.
So if I bought something from Hektish,
yeah,
and it turns out to be more than a sixth,
that's the question.
That are overpaid.
That's the question.
Can I then?
That's exactly the question we just had.
But don't you just say Yad
Hektish Halal Yonah? No, you asked the question before. But Bittul Mekach means it's Yad Hektish Halal Yonah means that if it goes up and down, too bad. But Bittul Mekach means there's no sale because that's not what I bought. I bought the X and you sold me Y.
It's like a toss.
That's exactly what it is. Bittul Mekach means like a toss.
I bought a value of X.
Yeah, so we're saying that when so...
I wanted to buy a blue bag and you sold me a red one.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. More than a six is equal to that. And the shayla is if that applies. Okay, says the Gemara. El bitul mekach says the Gemara. Behol leimor Rabbi Yechanan. So this is what you tell. You want to tell me what? So Rabbi Yechanan holds a what that tzarich lasa domim devrei. Rabbi Yechanan holds what mahateide. It was nischal. That means that mahateide. There's no bitul mekach behegdish either. So I'm rabbanon on that because we don't want hegdish to lose money. We just said before. Rabbi Yechanan said hegdishes. Rabbi Yechanan says that hegdish there is bitul mekach. Rabbi Yechanan on top of the page said by hegdish there's bitul mekach, which means that there's no sale here whatsoever. Nothing, no sale. So what do you mean that Rabbi Yechanan says here mahateide was a good sale? How can it be a good sale when there's bitul mekach? According to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kakoy Tavaj Rabbi Yochanan Amar No Ain La Bitul Mekach Yeshlehem. The Gemara Leolam Bitul Mekach, but the April has swapped the names around. Rabbi Yochanan Ishlok. Rabbi Yochanan says what Ishlok you said, which is what that Mahateded is. That Mahateded the Mekach is not valid. With the Ishlok is Rabbi Yochanan, and just swapped the names around. Yeah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was a question from Rabbi Yochanan said that by Hegdish there is Bitul Mekach. I mean, there's no sale, and that Rabbi Yechanan says in this price here that Mahatayda the sale is the Hegdish. It is Hegdish. It's only the Rabban. You have to make up the difference in money. How does the Kodesh Rabbi Yechanan fit? Rabbi Yechanan, you change your names around. Rabbi Yimi, you don't change your names around. Kodesh Rabbi Yechanan, you do. Says the Gemara b'Maikim Yifkei. What's the bechal the crux of their argument? Machlekes is Bidishmol. This argument of whether there is Mekach Tos by Hegdish, or whether by Hegdish we say no matter what price you pay or what how low the price you pay, there's no Mekach Tos, is a Machlekes Shmuel. Because Shmuel says Hegdish of a money shechiloi al shavaputin mechulol mar isle the Shmuel or mar lesle the Shmuel. The one who holds like Shmuel says there's no Mekach Tos, there's no Bittul Mekach by Hegdish, and the one who doesn't hold like Shmuel holds there is Bittul Mekach. On top of the page. Rabbi Yehuda is 8 lines on top, 7 lines on top of the page. He's the one who says a hegdesh. Rabbi Yehuda says a kakoyes. No. Rabbi Yehuda don't do Rabbi. They're talking Rabbi Yechanan. They're arguing Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah. Yibay same. Another answer is Kuliyama. Everyone Eastlu the Shmuel. Everyone agrees the Shmuel that hegdesh of a money you can mechala the brutus. What's machlekes? B'halki mifugi. One opinion is that Shmuel is not saying lechatchila. This is what you do. Shmuel is saying b'di'evet if you ready mechal $100 for a dollar, it's mechulam. Chila in only if you did it ready. Why? Because Shmuel the one holds that only b'di'evet because lechatchila it's the whole thing is a mecca because there's no din of mecca tar or something else. Because it says in the pasuk erkecha, it has to be the full value. So in the chatchila, we want you to do the full value. But the evid, because there's no din of aino, and it pulls along with it, there's no din of mekhata. So therefore, but the evid, $100 is good enough. But we don't want you to do that. Well, my sava for the chatchila, and on the whole, that even the chatchila erkecha means whatever value you place in it. Therefore, to take away the isim. And Nava, and therefore, even Chatchila, you can take a Hegish $100 and bring it out, you know, and what do you call, transfer the Gdusha for $1. Navas, but the Rabbanan, I owe the money, the difference. I pay whenever I want to. Or Iba Yisei Menachat Eretz is La'ilam Bichdei Aino. Now we have a new answer. Look, you know, we start doing Rashi's, we have time. Iba Yisei Menachat, another answer is La'ilam. Yeah. That's right. It's not Yad Al-Yoin. Is if it goes up and down the value, Hegdish will always get the better one. But not if there's no sale. Mekatos means there's no sale. Right? Or if I catch. Here we're saying it that there's no din of Mekatos by Hegdish because Hegdish doesn't make mistakes. So if there's no din of Mekatos by Hegdish, that's it. The Eibishter. Who's Hegdish? The Eibishter. Eibishter makes no mistakes. So if he accepted it, that's it.
So when you're mechallel something, no.
The other side is the Eibishter. He's the Eibishter everywhere. Where's
Eibishter? He accepts you.
Exactly.
He's saying that this is
mechallel important. Because he says, whatever value you put on it. If you want, on top of the page, there's a Rashi explains it a little bit. Rashi here. Kolshkin akakoyis nami. You see Rashi? Chofshin. First one lines, Yoichanan. Dakakoyis nami on Kivan. Sorry, next Rashi. Avala hegdashis loy. Sorry, the first one lines are hegdashis. Dila gabe hegid. I mean, by hegid, we say Toy made a mistake. But die to the hochi lo akni. If we knew it was more than a sixth, he would never would have bought it or sold it. Avala hegdash lekle maimed hochi. Hegid cannot say that because Abisha doesn't make mistakes. Where did he say the words Abisha doesn't make mistakes? Was a different Rashi. So Abisha doesn't make mistakes. Oh, here. The Rashi, I was right. Mandomra hegdashis. The word, sorry, Kolshkein. Like a kois nami on a kiv nashmin in the middle mekar la bechal and la bechal no me heiche imai washi mait. Ida heg deishe ke choshe le mekar toz. Ava gab the leka toys klape shmaya. Hegdish is the Eibishter. He doesn't make mistakes. And if you learn about the Hegdish, the mekar toz is shulah bekarka. And the other one says no. Eibishter doesn't make mistakes. Let's go back to the Bible. Go back to the page. Iba yisei menachat eriz leilam bichdeno. Really, we're talking about exactly a six. Now come to a whole, Rav Chizkiah comes along and changes around the whole Pshat in the Gemara. Till now we learn Pshat in the Mishnah, there's no Eino by Hegdish. That means if you pay, overpay, or pay a six, the deal is maintained. Nothing changes. Comes along the Pufaket. There's no Eino. You didn't cheat. Comes along, but lo ilam b'chdei Eino, v'lo teifach, uv Rav Chizkiah, k'mif g'agin, in the dinner Rav Chizkiah. That is, my ain lehem I know. What do you mean when we say Hegdish? There's no I know. Ain on betoydus I know. There's no such thing as a toydus I know. What do you mean a toydus I know? Forget that even if it's less than a sixth, the whole deal falls apart. Not the pshat is that by a no, that by a shtus, we say that, you know, that the money doesn't go back its day. There's no dinim of a no. The money, you know, it sounds like my mishnah will be machmir, right? We're being machmir by the word there's no I know. So he's saying over here, no, there's no din of an hour at all. It means if you overcharge Hegdish by 1%, the whole deal falls apart. Rashi, top of the page, makes a lot of questions on the Braise, Ribus, and I know only applies to a Hegdish, the Ein, Ribus, and I know by Hegdish. So the Chayzer clears me, there's no I know by Hegdish, which means that if you cheated Hegdish, you know, the deal still remains. The Gemara, me alima memas. Listen, I don't understand what your problem is. Are these words any stronger than our Mishnah? Do kim neba toydus anah? We said, and as Abchizda said, it means there's no toydus anah, which means it's a kula. That even if you by 1%, the whole thing falls apart. Is hachinami ribis v'dinenah lehegir v'dinenah lehegir? Same thing over here. Pretty much hachir. So hang it doesn't save. It doesn't save. Zechayim behegir behegir. Here, this is a chumra and hegir over hegir. The way you learn right now, forget. Hegdish is cow. This is not a chumrin in Hegdish. There's a chumrin in Hegdish that as soon as I know even 1%, the whole deal falls apart. So which is more chumr? Hegdish is more chumr. What are you telling me? This is a chumrin. by Hegit, over Hegit. So if you learn Pshat, the way we learned till now, that by Hegit we have Dinim of Aino, that a sixth, and by Hegit we don't have the Dinim of a sixth, that Hegit, you know, so, or whatever. So it falls apart. But over here, you're telling me that even by 1% it falls apart by Hegit, so Hegit is Mohammed. And you're right. Aribis. This can't comment like that there's no, that the Hegit is Mohammed than Hegit. We're talking about the Din of Ribis. Very much at least the name. So then, why doesn't it, when it talks about Hegdish, why does no? Why doesn't it say Zeh Chaimet beHegdish or beHegdish? I know. What are you comparing? Bishleim. It makes sense to highlight Zeh Chaimet beHegdish. How often does it happen that Hegdish is more strict than Hegdish? Very seldom. Besulay, and this is the only case. Ela Hegdish Zeh Chaimet besulay. If you would say this is strict Chumr beHegdish or that's only one. There's so many other ones. So therefore, we didn't say it at all. Rashi, top of the page, ain't ribas very no hegdish. Ain't iser oino. There's no iser of oino. And there's no iser ribas no behegdish. There's no iser of these things behegdish. So if you cheat hegdish by a sixth, the deal remains. We'll come and ribas hegdish. Exactly how it works. Dino no lehegdish, shtus a sixth. But ain't dino no lehegdish. That feel a pachim with the chayzer. That chayzer will learn that there's no dino of oino. That even less than a sixth, you could change your mind. So this is a cooler, but yeah. So this is actually a chumra by hegdish. Heinrich trying to beat me. I've got chumra hegdish that falls apart even if you overcharge hegdish 1%. Or mashani kikton or undercharge kikton chaymed hegdish ribus koi. I know mashum. I know at least the name is a chaymed hegdish. So why don't you make a comment regarding you know that hegdish has a chumra? El hegdish there chaymed zulaybi and there's so many others. Back to the mother trying to work out ribus of hegdish. Hegdish lend money. How does hegdish lend money? If the Gabbai gave out the money of Hegdish, that's Me'ila. The Me'ila is no longer Hegdish, it's Chulin. So how can there be a situation where there's Hegdish money and it's on loan? Hegdish doesn't lend money. So the Gemara, Ribis, the Hegdish, I mean, how can it be Ribis of Hegdish? Ilema, the Oisve, Gizbe, Meya, Bemeya, Essay. What happened? That the Gabbai lent Hegdish money, $100, and he wants to pay back $120. So there's what? Ribis. More like Gizbe, the moment he lent him the money, even though he thought that maybe he allowed to, he made it, but the thing is, he made a mistake. That's a shame. The moment he lent the money now is Moyel. It's no longer Hegdish Chulin. It's no longer Hegdish. It's a regular case of a Hegdish money, not a lend money, believe us. I believe the Hegdish. How can it be? Rashi.
So he's higher from Me'ila, that's a totally separate.
Yeah, but the point is there's no Hegdish. How can you have a din of Hegdish money with a din of Ribis? It can't be. Yeah. Of course you can.
So why can't Gizbil?
The din is that Hegdish money, there's no ribas. Give me a case where the money, after you lent it, is still Hegdish money.
If it remains Hegdish,
you owe nothing to Hegdish. It's Chulin now. The moment he gives you, it's Chulin monies. So therefore, it's no longer Hegdish. The Chulin money has all the din of ribas, like any other Chulin money. So how can you have a case where after I lent it to you, it's still in the realm of Hegdish, and therefore there's no din of Ribis? How's that possible?
It just happens to be that on the side, he's Chayav Me'ila, but...
That's the Gabbai, not the borrower. Rashi. The Oiz of Hilvul had he lent, but the Mal, so Hoytzi Moiz Hegdish, the Chulun, he took money out of Hegdish, made a Chulun, but the Hichni, it's Tachtein, the Hegdish, Chulun, he put nothing in his place. But Shegi, who etzlates, so Shegi, so he thought, Shemutim, Shem Schad Hegdish, he thought he was doing Hegdish a favor, he's making money for Hegdish, lending on money. The Havad Hegdish, so Gizber belongs to the Gabbai, she had all of this, okay, he's actually now the lender, because he owes a Chayv now to Hegdish. She had all of the Shalom, Hegdish, Kedin, the Chaymish, he pays back a Kedin, the Chaymish, and the Carmila. Anyhow, I'm going to give an answer. Amar Rav Haishi, Hocha, my skin, what's wrong about me? It wasn't a loan. Keep going, Shekibel, all of the Sapik Salsas. A guy took upon himself that the whole year, Hegdish gave him money for the year, and he promised, committed for the whole year, that he's going to give them wheat or flour on the Cheshbon of 4 saw per seller. And during the year, it went up from 4 saw per seller, went up to 3 saw per seller. So Hegdish now is getting back at Ibis. They're getting, because they gave him the money up front, they're getting an advantage. So an ordinary person, that would be ribis. But by Hegdish, it's not ribis. Because you kibbel all of the sapik salsas ma'arba, va'omdu misholish, and became three. Kivitanya, we learned, ha'mekabel all of the sapik salsas ma'arba, va'omdu misholish, now it's three. Mesapik ma'arba, he gives them four, because Hegdish will benefit. That they get the old discounted price. What about faket? When the Hegdish paid for it, it was sholish, and now the price devalued or declined. Va'omdu ma'arba, is maspik ma'arba. This is where he comes in. She yad hegdish ol yena. When price fluctuates, that's when we say yad hegdish ol yena. Rashi. Hoch mein Skin and Heidik. Now, by an ordinary person, this would be a case of Ribas. Why would this be a case of Ribas by an ordinary person? Heidik Tony ain't Ribas Lagdish, La Babog, not from Israel alone. Elabahedi, Chekibul, Moitulicha, he received money from the coffers. Mina Gizber, from the Gabai, Lisapik, Salsas, Kol Hashon, Lemenocha, he should provide flour all year long for the Korb Mincha, Shel Tzibur, Arba, Soim, Besela, and the rate of four saw and a seller. Who crew and it went up in value, but Omdu Mishalur, so it became 3 saw sala, deal a head yet, also lives like Alpatus Achi Yatsashat. A head yet, the din is by a head yet, you cannot deal in Paytas unless the market price has been fixed. If the market price hasn't been fixed, it looks like Ribish, not allowed to do that. But Khan, I feel Loyatsashat dying the Arba Poiskin, and here, even though at the time there was no yet market price, there, but Hegdish is allowed to do that because there's no dinim of, what do you call it? Of Ribas. Right, another answer. Papa, you know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about a loan. You lent me $100 for $120. I asked the question, it was a Mila. So you're talking about, we're talking about Avne Binyan. We're talking about, let's say he didn't lend the money, he lent him the stones. Hamasudas legizbaraskin, and let's say the people donated to the Gabbai stones that he should use for the wall of the bed, of the bricks, to use them in the wall. Now, the din was in those days that when you donated an article to the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't make it Hegdish until the Gabbai decided to use it, they would make it Hegdish right before then. Because if anybody used it while it was waiting to be put into the wall, they'll be Oiv Me'ila. Let's say they sat down on the rock for a minute, they were tired, they'll be Oiv Me'ila. So once they got by, so that's exactly right. So it belongs to Hegdish, but it's not Kodesh, so there's no Mila. That's the book. So it belongs to Hegdish, so there's no Ribis. Hogma Avnei's Binyan, Hamasuras Ligizbar Askinim, stones in the building that belongs to the Gabbai, Kedishmul, Damashmul, Boinin, Bechoil. They would build the wall, build everything, it's still in a mundane way. Only after they complete, they would make it Hegdish. So there's no Mila here, Rashi. The gizber doesn't have to pay. He's only a shliach. He's only a shliach. There's no meal here. They wouldn't buy all of these products with the money of Hegdish because they'll become Hegdish. Let's say the tradesmen or the stamp people might come to do an avera of using something that belongs to Hegdish. Im Yoshua Lane, they sat down, for example, or any other Hano, they would buy on loan. Even if somebody didn't donate them stones, Hegdish had money. They would buy stones. They would buy whatever it is on loan. Sorry, on credit. We treat it as choyel until they're building the wall. Once they're building the wall, they give them money, Hegdish. And he is makdishit. That's one way with money. If a person actually physically donated the bricks, nice in Lebanon, he gives the builder, but ain't a Kodesh, and Hegel doesn't call Hegel on it. Achi, it never be been, until he puts the binion, Hichel, the Mala gives the number. Back to the Gemara we had before, we also said that these things, Hegdish, Karka, Avodin, Vestodis, ain't behentash, little Kaifel, you don't pay Kaifel, Menon, Mil, how do you know that? The Torah that Rabbi learned, it says in Pasuk, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, on any matter that you stole, Al Chamoid, Al Seb, Al Salma, Al Kol Avedim, Ashi Yoimer, that you will say, I'm talking about the Shemir there, that you know, he says that he was stolen, turned to be used again. What we have here is Chazav, Al Kol, what is it? Al Kol Dvar Pesha Klam, Al Shoyim, Al Chamoid, Al Seb, Al Salma, Prat, Al Kol Aved, Ashi Yoimer, Chazav, Al Kol, is back to a Klam. Is klal uprat uklal I atadon elke ena prat is ma prat mefurish dover hametal tulu mamon prat mefurish something that moves at its mamon af kol dover hametal tulu gufi mamon yotzu the exception is kakois she einon metalton kalkes na metalton and yotzu avodim she hukshul kakois and yotzu shtodel she af apishim metalton ein gufin mamon. Okay, so that's how you know by
physical value,
yeah, inherent value exactly. And what about Hegdish? Hegdish on makro it says in the pasuk. Re'eyu, it says by Shemim, it says, Ki'itin Isha Re'eyu. The Eyu v'la Hegdish. There's no din of Shemim by Hegdish. There's no din of Kaiful there. Rashi. I'll call by Pesha, safer the Krom Mishtoi. He's talking about Betoin Tain as Ganif. He's talking about Shemim. What's it do with Ganif? He's talking about a guy who claims that it was stolen until it be he himself was a Ganif. Oy be Ganif Atzmai. It says in the Mishnah, nor do you pay if it was a Hegdish is Shoyin. It's not metalkman, but you're not a guy for the land either. Since there's no kaful, so part of that 4 or 5 times is the keren, the kaful, and then the other 2 or 3 times. So there's no kaful, there's no dalvehei. Okay. Rashi v'loy tashum dalvehei, shleisha l'seh, 3 for a sheep, 4 for a cow, the kim and imit me kaful, bots l'uchadah. Once you remove kaful, you lose one. So kaful b'tevi, t'mechem b'chal tashum dalvehei, it's part of it. Tashum dalvehei, shay mechim nishba. How do you know that Hashem Mechinim doesn't swear about Karka if he's watching it, or Avadim, or Shtodid, or Hegdish, or Rabban, learn? Send a positive. Yitin ish el rei eyu klal kesef oikelim is a prat. And then it says the Guna base. Ish choza v'kolom. V'choza v'kolom. What's the last klal? The last klal is the Guna base ish. What was stolen? Anything. So chaza v'kolol klal v'prat klal. I don't know if you're a part of my, but I'm a portable. I've called a metal klal v'mam. And yotze kakoyis, shayne metal klin, kakakina metal klin, yotze avodnish huksul kakoyis, and yotze shtorish, engu for mam. I've metal klin, engu for mam. Hegdesh, I'm a krat eyu, eyu loishal hegdesh. So there's no dino shu, there's no dino shayme in there. Noi se sochar eyne mishalom. A noi sochar doesn't pay. If he was gneiva veda, a noi sochar doesn't pay. So the Gemara by Avodim or Karkin all that. How do you know? The Torah Bonikin Yisrael again. Klal says Yisrael Yisrael. You have the same passage by Hashem Zocher. The person gives Yisrael Yisrael. That's Klal. Chamoyle Shere Se Prat. Chol Behema or any Behema to watch. Lish Bechaz V'Kol Klal. But the Klal Yatodon El Kira Prat. Mah Prat. The food is double metal. Go for a moment. Yosek Koyish. Ain't a metal clean. Dots Avodim. She was like a Koyish. The Shav Bishem Metal. Ain't go for a moment. Hegdesh is on my cross. Passage. The Eyu. The Eyu Shal Hegdesh. Shay mechinim ainu nishba. Shay mechinim doesn't swear. Now, if you look at Taisa, Shay mechinim ainu nishba. He doesn't swear. We learned that Shay mechinim doesn't swear if it was a pshia not. Says Taisa, neither do hu adin de ainu mishalom. Not only does Shay mechinim by hegdish doesn't have to swear if he was negligent or not. He doesn't even if he was negligent, he doesn't have to pay. That filu Shay mesachar im pasha. Even Shay mesachar, if he was negligent when it comes to hegdish or kark or avodim, neither the lay mishalom. So Taisa holds on pay. Why? Because he holds that there's no din of shemrim by karka and avodim or hegdish. Not like the other shemrim hold. Yeah, but the bara karka and avodim have the pasuk. But the other shemrim holds that pshi is not a din of shemrim. Pshi is a din of mazik, and so therefore, if he was lepoyo pshe, the shvu was a din of shemrim. Only a shemrim has to swear. But if he lepoyo was pshe, he paid because he was mazik, and not because of shemrim. Exactly. But they learned not a din of shemrim; it's a din in mazik. Hezek. That's shlichas yad. Yeah, anything to do with shame, the din of shame don't apply to these things. No, as long as it's not a ganif. Shlichas yad is a different name. Remember, it has to be chasan. Sometimes you become a ganif, and sometimes you're shlich yad, you're not yet a ganif. Back to the Gemara. But I mean, I ask you a question. You say Shem Chin doesn't swear. I ask you a question. It says, B'nei Ya'ir, the din is every you have to give Machzor Shekel once a year. Once you send the Machzor Shekel to the thing, it belongs to Hegdish already. Even though Hegdish didn't get it yet, Hegdish already has in mind all those people are going to send the Shkolim. So when they bring the Kabbanas, they had you in mind. So the question is, if the money had an Ksubis, if the money got lost somewhere on the way, who's responsible? So we sent through a Shlich. Who's Shlich is he? So it depends like this. Yeah, we had this in Ksubis. But I mean, you learn Bnei Yair Shesholchum. Bnei Yair Shesholchum. As she claimed, the people in the city sent the shkolim. The nigdavu was stolen. The shavdu got lost. If the truma bread was given. In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash already set aside, you know, they're gonna every Yom Tov they set aside what they're gonna use for the next few months. If they already set it aside, when they set it aside, they had in mind all the shkolim that are about to come. So that means that the shkolim you send out of your town already belongs now to Hegdish. So if it got lost or stolen, Hegdish is a problem, not these people. They don't have to give again.
They're planning to spend the money in...
They're ready to... Whatever they do is in lieu of all the money that we already have and plus the money we're going to collect and the money was already sent. As long as it's already sent. So, if it's Nitma Truma, so who now owns this money? The Shlich now is working for Hegdish. So the Shvua now has to be for the Gaboyim. The Shlich is a Shem Mechinim and they're doing it for the Gaboyim. If Hegdish hasn't yet set aside the money, so therefore the people who sent the money yet are still responsible until it arrives at Hegdish. If it got stolen or lost, they need to swear to the people of the city that, look, guys, this is what happened. It was not a fault. They need to replace it with other marks of the shekel. Nimtu, if they found the money, or Shehechzirim, or the Ganovim, you know, stole it, brought it back, Haganovim. Elu ve'elu, shkolim hem. If the people, the Yidin, had to give a second time out of the shekel, they did, and after they gave a second time, they found the first lot. We don't say I can give them back their money. They both now are shkolim, and ve'ein oilim lehelu shanabah. They both have to be used this year. They can't say, okay, on the chesed of next year, because it's shan midi shanabah shanah, Rashi. Baron the page, you claim, Shkolin shall order the Kabbalah to receive, but when you go in a shluch and imish in the Rotanova, im kishabol the din. When the people of the city took a din, tied the shalish, where's all the money you took from us? Kvar nitrma ha truma, the kind already set aside from us, I told me in halishcha begim a kuppa, they would do three boxes. Then there's boin, the gizbodin, shalay poshaben, they make it more negligent. Shahain Bali Adin, because who owns it? Who is there? Who's the Tabay now? The Bali Adin is who the Hegdish. The Mekivan Shetormus Alishcha Eina Chrayes Abed Allah Bailim Allah Hegdish. Once they set it aside, it now belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. Can I mean, like I'm talking about the Avud, Sheikh Cholub, Bekupus Alalu, included all those that are on the way. Lord Lemisha Shalach Shikla. But other, if somebody said the Shekel was lost, Eina Yedeh Shashavi doesn't know it. But the point is, you don't know yet that it's lost. If you knew that it was lost before the crane and set aside the truma, then you have to give another one. Imlav shenoydilem the crane, the crane knew about it before then. Shuv ain't toimin alein. So when the crane in the base of media set aside the money, they did not have in mind those people who already knew they were lost, because then you got to take responsibility. El al manas sheyishlochem achelim tachtei needs to replace it with another set of machzah shekel. The tichah bnei yid hein bali adin shel shluchim nimtu, they found koya of they lost and they found it, or shechzidim koya nigibu elu beelu shkolim mekim the kodesh holy. Talking about Vaitir, so what do we see from here? So what do you tell me that you don't swear? It says clearly here that the Shuliach, who's a Shay Mechinim, has to swear to the Baal Abatim, to these, you know, that it was negligent, that we weren't negligent. So you see, we pay Shay Mechinim and by Hegdish, and you got to swear. Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, hoch over here, benoise socher askinim. This Shavua was not, they're chayv anyway. These are Shay Mechinim. So what's the problem? So what are they swearing for? We just said before that there's no din of shame in by Hegdish. They want to get paid. They need to swear that in order to get paid, they need to swear that this is what happened. Rashi. Rashi. It's not coming down to Shlumin. Anyway, he said there's no din of Shmira, of Shemirim, by Hegdish. So you see from Rashi here, what Rashi seems to be saying? If he was Pesha, he would have to pay. But Hashem Echidin doesn't have to swear on Pesha. And a Noiz HaSachar is only potter from paying Neva Veda. But if they were Taka Pesha, they would have to pay. Not like Tesis. And what's the purpose of the Shmura then? They want to get paid. They swear. So what do they have to swear? We're not the Ganovim. We don't have another shus. The goyvin tzchadim. They get paid from who? Mibnayir. Later we're going to ask. But kivin the shemir sachi yesh alav the shemir nevaved lechayda. Why should they get paid? Their job was to make sure they get stolen. They didn't do it. No, but that we said they're part of the din of shemirim. But at least why should they get paid? But we just said that there's no din of shemirim by kedush by hegdush. Because he is a shemir sachi.
He's a shemir sachi. He was paying him.
Not halachically, but
take this and travel to Yerushalayim.
That's right. So you're paying exactly, but you don't have the din of shemir sachi. No. But it belongs to the Bnei Yir. If they found out that it was stolen before the Hegdish set aside, it belonged to the Yir. If it was after the Bnei Yir, out of it, out of the loop.
What's
But they didn't do the job. The job was to make. So therefore, why should we pay you? So yeah, you don't pay. Hey, if any of the not only I don't pay you, you're going to pay me. Exactly, but only the you're only accountable to the city because man the coin and didn't set aside the money in the kuppah.
So the question is, if he's a shomer socha and let's say it was stolen from
so
him,
so he's parted from paying back.
From paying to whom?
To the to whoever he sent. Whoever sent him.
Why is this case of shomer socha different than?
Because we have a pasuk that says that when it comes to hegdish, the moment they said set aside is hegdish.
But you're telling me it wasn't magdish it yet.
Of course they magdish it, but who's a chayis is it until it gets to hegdish? I'm magdish in my house and I'm sending it to the base of Migdash. Who takes responsibility until it gets to the base of Migdash? So that's the thing.
Hang on, so what you're saying is there are two steps. It is a step here where you are magdish this money.
Yep.
But the question is,
then you send it.
Who takes a chray until it gets to where it has to get?
So then we say, if
hired an armor guy truck to come and take it to Rishon, too bad it got
wrong. Yeah. For the next few months, this is what we're going to use the money. Yeah.
So in other words, it's now being identified with the
car. That's right. They clearly say that any money that was already left the cities are included in this. In this. Yeah. That's right.
It's
still Hegdish, but who's responsible to make sure it gets to the base of English?
So
once it's physically in the base of English, there's no question. It's the base of English. So it's on the way.
So what you're saying is money that has been dedicated to drug owners and some money is different to the money sitting in the box.
100%. Well, yeah, once it's in the shoes of the Kainim, it belongs to the Kainim, for sure. What can you hear on? He's a shomer socha without the dinim, the front of the shomer socha.
If I say, Moshe, you're traveling to Jerusalem anyway, two men are tovah, take this money. That's a shomer chinam.
Yeah.
Now I go to Armagard, I say, send me a truck with a professional
No,
guard.
I go, Moshe, you're going to Jerusalem, I'll give you answers. No, I'm going to say Moshe.
And I want you to, I'm paying you top
right.
dollar, you look after this
I don't
properly.
Care what dollar it is. I'm paying you, so now you're a shomer socha, you take more responsibility now. You're responsible for Neva Vader. But Hegdish says you're not going
to
be responsible for Neva Vader.
Why is that different to any other case of shomer socha?
It's not different at all.
So
exactly
why
the same
does
the case.
Don't have to pay back the violence?
Because the Torah says that in this case, Hegdish, you don't pay. Torah says that by Hegdish, if you're a shomer socha, you don't have to pay. Because it says in the pasuk, the Eyu, Gitin Yishol, the Eyu, your Kalim, all that Kesef, only the Eyu. And Hegdish does not have these different. Why? David just said so. There's no reason. They've just said so. But the thing is, so that's what we're talking about. Why
have they discharged their chayv of giving?
That's the question. Who takes responsibility? So we said until if the kohenim, say we take responsibility. Yeah. The thing is, so what are we? So what's this shomer socha swearing that if he's potter anyway, he's swearing that in order to get paid from these people, he has to swear that that this is what happened. For the Gemara, he's not a god himself keeping it at home. But the Gemara will ask, why in the world should I pay him if he didn't do his service? I paid you for a job, he didn't do the job. Let's finish Rashi. Yes, the Shomer Meginei Vavedi, the Shomer, and he, the Hishav, the Dosa, in the Lizchah, why did you get paid? Back to the Gemara. So why do we say that they swear that once the Hegdish decided, that we'll take the money, he swears to Hegdish. Even then, who paid him? Who said they're going to pay him? The Hegdish is not going to pay him. It's been a year, so why is he swearing to the Gizbari? The Bnei Yir Bibari, the swears to the Bnei Yir, because that wasn't paying him. And they want to make sure they don't have it in the back of his house or something. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, you of course there's Bnei Yir here. But the Maimi Gizbari, we want the Gizbari, once the Gizbari take over control, when they swear to the people in the city, the Gizbari have to be standing there. Why? No, they were talking about, whatever. In Shalim. Kehecha de Leinech Shedinu. We don't want the Gabayim to be, this whole city, nobody sent me Machta Shekel, it should be Choshed. We should call them a bunch of negligent people. They didn't take due care. So they wanted this guy to swear. They took proper care, but it was stolen or lost. Freddy Gemara, Vahanigdev, Vahisha Avduktani. It says they were stolen or lost. Generally speaking, not only does he get paid for his service, he actually has to pay back those who sent him. Because there's a custom that this Shem Mesachar doesn't pay back if it was stolen or lost. He should not get paid also. And we're going to have an end of our show, a fascinating story in the Gemara there where the Rabbi Bashela was a similar story, and Rav made him not only He had no tainus to the shomrim. He had to pay the shomrim money, and the Gemara called it flimish of the din. Yeah, for the work that they did, which they broke all those barrels. And the Gemara said that's the flimish of the din. It was a shame. It was a shayel. Well, a story. We'll see later. The idea was there was the flimish of the din, but here we're talking about rein halacha. Why should I have to pay you when you didn't do the job? Amar Rabba nignivu belistin mezuyin. It was an einis of dusha metavas v'nasim b'yam. Rashi. Gizbarin, beat me valayin ischoron elag bnei. Who pays them the wages bnei? Gizbarin bnei, little schoron v'maimin agizbarin. They should have to have hegdish. Ochanamin, he do shlomish shalom. We don't pay him. The maid hegdish with the shlomish shalom because we have a pasuk that says that shomim by hegdish don't pay. Aber agrayu mi lafsich. I mean, the shtabdul the shomim mignevah vedi took responsibility. But I'm asking, I know this. Why are you paying him for? They're paying it because he's going to watch it carefully. The harila yishlim alach, and they didn't finish it. The least in mezuyin, the einusu. Well, the shemir zu lekiba line. The shemir they didn't accept upon themselves.
I said I'm never going to risk my life.
Let's go a few more lines. We'll finish the whole sugya. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says, "Ha mani Rab Shimon." Yechon said, "This is Rab Shimon, the Amar who says that kachim shechay b'achriyusan." Rabbi Yechon says that kachim. That Shimon holds that if you're kachim responsible, it's still considered yours. Yesh lehen oino, there is oino, because he holds it's not considered hegdish's property yet, it's still your property, because if you lose this one, you have to reimburse it, so you're still responsible. Then nishboin alein, and you swear. So therefore, over here the same thing, Rashi. Marab Shimon said, Shavu, yesh lehen oino, b'chdai gadosh lo, mandi gadosh lo, lo yoda, why bring that in us that relevant? He's responsible. They're all responsible, and they have to find other ones as well. So therefore, that's why you have to swear, and that's why over here they swear, because we're not talking about getting wages, we're talking about a real shomer. Your shomer, we said before, you don't swear by hegdish. No. But in this case, since the people are responsible for the machzah shekel until it gets to the base of hegdish, therefore it's a regular deal of a shomer. But you might have that makes sense. Actually, nitrimo hatruma before the kohenim did their thing. Oh, but mission nitrimo hatruma, once the kohenim set aside and said, including everything that's on the way, kotchim she'enu chai b'achruzinu, then it's no longer chai b'achrayis. So it goes back to the question, what's the shvur there? So you can have to answer about wages. The Tanya we learn, toid min ala avud, that we learn, toid min ala avud, that the gaboyim, when they went in base of Middash, and they set aside ala avud, anything they had lost, if the owners didn't know they were lost, v'ala gobbi, if they already collected from the city, v'ala osid li, but they will collect as long as it's ready, you know, they didn't get it yet in the base of Middash's hands. No, they already left the city, but they didn't get it in your hands yet. In all these cases, so how come swearing? What's the swear? Rashi al ha'avud, kishayim amalim shalosh kupas mekesev. When they took the money from the lishcha, v'hi truma likach mekesev ha'kupas, take from the money called kabbalat zibur. All the kabbalat zibur they're going to do. V'terminoisin amanashi shalosh kupas. They do that in order to have three full coffers ready. Reish v'truma l'shirayim she'oisin shavir shkolim nisharim lishcha zayichim v'trumas ha'kupas lishcha kabbalat gam aleim. All those that didn't come yet, everyone wants to have a chelik in kabbalas. V'terminoisin afamish shalach shikle v'avud. They include even those who sent and they were lost, the ain yudula, provided they didn't know about it, otherwise they have to replace it. Balagovi. I'm sure they had a spear. Balagovi v'idena baderech. And what's osid ligbeis? Mishenenis. Oh, this is a bigger chiddush. You didn't even send it. An oinus occurred. V'lo shalach shikle ba'adr. Ha'yimashalcha kol ha'shanakul. He had a whole year to do it. So those people, the only reason why they didn't send it other, something happened, an oinus happened, they're also included in this designation here. The noistin b'shayfer, they will place it in this shayfer. Yeah, she cost of all of takun chalatin. This is the new coins. Valishcha heis and nitzma gimel pamishon 3 times a year. Price of Pesach, price of Tzedes, erev Yom Tov, every Yom Tov. Ukishemegiyas man litraim. When came that time, noistin moiz a shayfer b'lishcha. They would take the money out of the shayfer and put it in the chamber. The termin and they would set it aside. Which termin truma rishayin and masin afal osin ligbois. They would clearly say ala obud, ala gobi, ala osin ligbois. The gam b'shaniyah v'shli. Then every Yom Tov. Maybe acha shenitmo hashlishes, and what are those people who bring it after the third setting aside? Noisni lishmoi sheshamoi l'shayfishmoi takn atiket. These are all called takn chalat, a new coin. They put it in the chamber called the old ones. The noit, and what they do with that money? They the kabbonis for this year is over, and you can't use it for next year. The noifel would fall in l'shidei halishcha for the leftovers of that room. Mehen boyin chayim seiru migdalisa. We had a shkolim that said buy the yeah. Exactly. So the bottom line is, so if we're talking about the chrayis, so once the behegdish has it, How come he's swearing? I think, well, you're right. You know what the shvu is? Elam Rav Elazar. Shvu zu, this whole shvu that we have this shame of swearing is only a takan zacham. Shlo yehei b'nei adam mezalzalim behegdeshes. Now that they know there's no din of shmira, they'll treat it lightly. No, no, no. You're going to have to swear, and that's going to make him feel. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. Elazar lo elam shvu zu li patim et shlumenim. It is the pata to shlumen. Uve shayim mechinim. I the kashal maslisin da raise pata legamri. Takam matay the shayim is pata. But rabbonu rutigim. Rabbonu may especially the corner that they should have to make the shvu. Shlo yezalzalim behegdeshes b'shmirasim. They shouldn't treat it lightly. Yeah.